Welcome, 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 welcome back to Unveiled by Grace podcast. This is your man of God, Ron. How are you guys doing today? Today is Friday, February 21st. Fridays, you know, they carry a different grace. Hallelujah. Fridays are always good, man. I hope you guys are doing well. We're back. You guys have been showing out. I have to say that before I start. You guys have been really showing out and supporting and sharing, and I am grateful. But you know, last night, after prayer, the Holy Spirit told me that increased territories. Now, that could mean a bunch of different things for a lot of you, right? But usually, you know, increased territory, especially in understanding God's vision for our lives, it can mean spiritual growth. It can mean evidence of God's blessings in our lives. Expanding influence. That's a big one. Mindset, right? Your mindset is specifically a mindset of abundance, right? But we're going to get into all those things. Let me get my music set. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So, let's go to Genesis 1, 28, and then we'll go to Deuteronomy 1, verse 11. And God encourages us to be fruitful and multiply, not just physically, but spiritually. What does this mean? This means nurturing our relationship with Him. Setting aside time each day for personal devotion. You know, let's be completely transparent right now. Let's be completely transparent right now. This is about expanding influence. See, right now, more than anything, our Heavenly Father needs, or not need, He's pulling some of us up front and in position, specifically in positions of leadership. Because, you know, right now, not just the world, but the world, the body of Christ, church, a lot of our leadership has been hired hands, so to speak. A lot of our leadership has been compromised. Hallelujah. And I'm definitely going off. I'm going away from my notes right now, because the Holy Spirit is nudging me right now to speak on this. A lot of our leadership has been compromised. They've been influenced and seduced by this world. And I mean, we see it. We see what's going on. A lot of us have been paying attention. And the enemy has definitely been using this time to divide, to create division. And that's not what I'm preaching. That's not what the Holy Spirit is nudging me to speak on. We don't want to condemn our brothers and sisters. We want to gently correct a call for repentance and love them and pray for them. And they must step down, take some time. But this is the time where God is pulling forth those who He can trust, those who have those He can use, and those who are willing to be used in total submission to Him. Thank you, Jesus. So, the increased territory. Let's go. Luke 19 and 17, and Isaiah 54, 2. Pull those up. You know, spiritual territory isn't solely personal. It also pertains to our influence over others. And as God blesses us, we can impact our communities. You know, one of my mentors, Apostle Coach Mike, he's been speaking about pure hearts. And a lot of you, including myself, you know, we've been, you know, a lot of people like to call it church hurt. No. Hallelujah. There's no church hurt with the pure hearts. You know, we are only seeking Jesus. We are only yielding and allowing Him to use us. And I'm here to give the message that He is increasing your territory. He is increasing your influence. He's increasing and expanding your reach to His people. But He needs fervent prayers. He needs those who are yielded and submitted to His leading by way and through the Holy Spirit in all areas, in government, in media, agriculture, manufacturing, produce, everywhere, because it's been contaminated. Hallelujah. And those of us who have been waiting, waiting for a time such as this. The armies of heaven have gone forward.
Hallelujah. Man, Friday. Fridays have so much grace, right? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
But the armies of heaven have gone forward. You know, David was undefeated. He was undefeated in battle. 66 battles, he was undefeated. Because the armies of heaven backed him. The angels backed him. Hallelujah. So don't be intimidated. Don't cower. Hallelujah. If our Heavenly Father be for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. So you can rest assured. You can have a peace that only comes from our Lord. A peace in knowing that He sent you. He's sending you forward. Hallelujah. He's sending you forward. Whew. Oh man. I promise this is I had notes and all of that. Hallelujah. Man. Rest assured. He's backing you. Hallelujah. The mantle of David has been released for warriors. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for your grace and your mercy. Hallelujah. Thank you. I had a brief hiccup, but we're back. So, in this new and increased territory, we must remember that He sent us. Because He is with us. You know, you're fit for the promotion. You're fit for the promotion. You're approved. You are approved. Speak to that dry bone. I love Akasiete. Speak to the dry bone. Like Ezekiel. Change. restoration. These are the territories that you're being increased in. Hallelujah. So when you go forth to God's people, you are anointed and appointed for it. Hallelujah. Because change is needed. Healing is needed. You know, and it may appear that you're outnumbered. It may appear that this mountain is immovable. Hallelujah. But the devil is a liar. He's a liar. Hallelujah. We must know who we are. 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 Beloved. Co-heirs with Christ. It's a partnership. Hallelujah. The oil is flowing. Thank you, Jesus. You know, think of David, you know, when he fought Goliath. He didn't even care. He didn't even see his size. He knew and saw what our Father, what the Lord told him and showed him, and that was it. He didn't care about you being, you know. He came like, who is this coming against us? I'm the man for the job. Hallelujah. Yeah. What did David know? Yeah, it's something you know when you are, you know, like, have you ever spoken to a, I'll just say like a mechanic who's been doing it for 30 years, and you just don't know, you're upset, you're all over the place about this particular problem with your car, and you don't went to your cousin and all these other people that, you know, but this guy, he just put you at ease. He knew. He knew when you pulled up and when you turned the car off. It's your for liberator belt. I'm just saying the name, guys. I don't, I'm not, I'm not skilled or versed in auto mechanics. Okay. But, you know, and that's what David was. He knew. He knew. He had a certain level of understanding. Because you can't receive the authority without understanding. Understanding. He knew. He knew. He knew. He knew. He knew. That God sent him for this specific purpose, specific assignment, that he was, it was tailored for him. So are you. So go forth. Go forth, sons of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, thank you, Father. So, it's about that time. I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray. And let you guys go. And enjoy your Friday and your weekend, and but yeah, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, hallelujah, we come before you with grateful hearts, acknowledging your goodness and love. We thank you for the gift of life and the purpose you have instilled in each of us as we seek to expand our spiritual territory. Help us to be mindful of your presence in our lives. Lord, we ask for spiritual growth. Enlarge our hearts and minds to understand more of your word. Help us to cultivate a deep relationship with you through prayer, worship, and the study of your word, your scripture. May we always seek to know you better and grow in faith. We also pray for your blessings to overflow in our lives. Just as you granted Jabez's request, we ask that you bless us abundantly so that we may be a blessing to others. Help us to recognize and celebrate the ways you provide for us, even in the smallest details. Father, instill within us a mindset of abundance. Help us to let go of any fear or doubt and trust that you will meet all of our needs. Let us remember that you are a God of provision and that with you, we have more than enough. Guide us to reach out and expand our influence in our communities. Show us how we can serve those around us and be a reflection of your love and light. Give us the courage to step out in faith and be change agents in a world that needs you. We also pray for strong, supportive relationships within our church community. Help us to encourage one another in faith and to gather together in fellowship. May we build a community that uplifts and strengthens each other as we seek to fulfill your purpose. Lastly, Lord, grant us the wisdom and discernment to take authority over the challenges we face. Help us to stand firm in our faith and to actively work towards justice, mercy, and love in our communities. Thank you, Father, for the plans you have for us, plans to prosper us and not to harm us. We trust in your guidance as we take steps to expand our spiritual territory. In Jesus' precious and mighty name, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. It's been released. The grace. Hallelujah. I told y'all, man, you know, Fridays come with. grace. I hope you guys have a great weekend, safe weekend, and I'll see you guys on Monday, you know. I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. I truly, truly am humbled and grateful to serve you guys and to just be of use, to be available. Hallelujah. All glory to Him. All glory to our Heavenly Father. This is Unveiled by Grace podcast. I am your man of God, your brother, Ron. And have a blessed day. I love you. But more importantly, Jesus loves you more. Shalom.